Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The White House or the House Oversight Committee behind closed doors this morning. He asserted physician-patient privilege in declining to answer any questions regarding Biden's health when Biden occupied the Oval Office. The death toll in Central Texas, 110 people with more than 170 unaccounted for. Flooding claiming more lives in New Mexico as well. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
In the same area scorched by wildfires last year. Heavy rain sent rivers around Rio Doso out of their banks. Rio Doso Mayor Lynn Crawford says warnings were issued.
We knew it was coming in, but it just intensified so quickly.
A man and two children, 7 and 4, died after being swept away in New Mexico floodwaters. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Linda Yaccarino stepping down as CEO of X. She calls her time there the opportunity of a lifetime. This is ABC News. Hundreds of thousands of children have type 1 diabetes, and now Mattel has put out a Barbie just like them.
Mattel announcing it's introducing its first ever Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. The toy company says the doll was designed in collaboration with Breakthrough T1D, formerly known as the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, with inclusivity in mind, and allows children to see themselves reflected in Barbie and fosters a greater sense of inclusion and empathy. The Barbie comes with a glucose monitor on her arm and an insulin pump, and Barbie's blue polka dot outfit represents the global symbols for diabetes awareness. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal health officials say 1 in 3 teenagers in the U.S. is pre-diabetic. That means they have high blood sugar levels that aren't high enough to be considered type 2, but they're close. Type 2 diabetes, unlike type 1, is linked to heart disease and eating. Also out today, the CDC says the U.S. is experiencing its worst measles outbreak in 3 decades. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. A family company.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 78 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and warm conditions, high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, a low of 62. And Thursday, partly cloudy and humid, a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms in the early morning, then again in later afternoon with a high of 85. In Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 4 miles per hour, and it is a cloudy 78 degrees.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost, but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Today's the day. The Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon, starting promptly at 1:30 in the grassy lot at the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right by Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Come shop for your favorites. Fresh salad greens, mushrooms, broccoli, microgreens, pies, muffins, breads, honey, syrup, jams, meats, and gorgeous summer flowers. Everything fresh and local until 5:30 or maybe 6 p.m. Using SNAP, EBT, or Food Share, you'll get double the dollars, up to $10, in bonus bucks thanks to a local grant. Stop by the information table to claim yours. Kids ages 4 to 17, don't forget to grab your youth food tokens. And Boomerang bag users, there's a coupon waiting for you too. Need help picking up your order? Call or text the market manager at 608-213-3374. Oh, and keep your eyes open for George. He's hiding somewhere new every week. It's all happening today at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Check out what's fresh at richlandareafarmersmarket.org.
Good afternoon. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A man died Saturday night in a firework accident. At approximately 9:55, deputies of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to an address on Minnie Creek Road in the town of Laval for the report of a person injured by a firework. Upon arrival, deputies located Jeremiah McQuiston, 46 of Laval. McQuiston had sustained injuries to the upper part of his body, as well as a significant injury to his right wrist. Bystanders had already begun life-saving measures and were assisted by the responding deputies. Laval Fire, Laval First Responders, and Reedsburg EMS arrived shortly after and continued life-saving measures, which were unsuccessful, and Jeremiah McQuiston was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials in two counties are investigating after two people were found dead in Dane County and a third person died after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County Tuesday afternoon. A man was sought by the Dane County Sheriff's Office after a man and woman were found dead at a home in the town of Middleton. The suspect fled west on Highway 14 and was later found south of Viroqua, where he took his own life after a standoff, according to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson. Highway 14 was closed in Vernon County for over 3 hours. A man has died following an altercation. The Grant County Sheriff's Office, Bagley First Responders, and West Grant EMS were dispatched to the area behind Shipwreck Bar in the River of Lake section of the village of Bagley for an individual in need of medical attention the morning of June 29th, around 12:45. The person had been involved in an altercation outside of the bar. When deputies arrived, they began gathering information and speaking to people involved. Jeffrey Cornell, 65, of Fenimore, was transported to Crossing Rivers Health Center in Prairie du Chien and later transferred to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. On Monday, June 30th, after being released from the hospital, Cornell was found deceased at his home in Fenimore. Jeffrey Cornell was taken to UW Health University Hospital in Madison for an autopsy. The Sheriff's Office is working with the Grant County Coroner's Office and the UW Hospital to determine the cause and manner of his death. This process could take several weeks to complete. As a result of the initial investigation, Jason Britton, 34, of Kelowna, Illinois, was taken into custody and booked into the Grant County Jail for one count of disorderly conduct. Britton was able to post bond and was later released. This incident remains under investigation, and the Grant County Sheriff's Office is still requesting that anyone with information pertaining to this incident contact them at 608-723-2157. A 43-year-old Lone Rock man is facing multiple charges after leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase early Monday morning in Iowa County. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the incident began around 5:30 when a deputy observed a vehicle traveling 106 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone on Highway 23 near Nelson Road in the town of Dodgeville. Despite the deputy activating emergency lights and sirens, the driver continued at a high rate of speed before finally coming to a stop near Goldmine Road. The driver, identified as Tyson Edward Rogers, admitted to the excessive speed. A records check revealed that Rogers is currently out on felony bail in Sauk County and is also on probation and parole. The Department of Corrections was contacted and confirmed a hold would be placed. Tyson Rogers was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Iowa County Jail. He is facing charges including fleeing or eluding an officer and felony bail jumping. A court appearance is scheduled for August 12th. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, known as Wisconsin Task Force 1, are currently on their way to Texas to assist with search efforts following devastating flooding in portions of the state. Five members of Wisconsin TF1, as well as three canines, left Wisconsin Tuesday morning from the regional All-Climate Training Center located at Volk Field in Camp Douglas. The team also brought specialized equipment to assist with search efforts, including a utility all-terrain vehicle and medical supplies. The task force members are expected to arrive in Texas today. The Texas Division of Emergency Management made the request through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, which is a nationwide mutual aid system. They requested Wisconsin TF1 for 14 days, but the request may be shortened or lengthened based on need. Wisconsin TF1 includes members from fire departments across the state and limited-term employees of the REACT Center. The members that were deployed were from the REACT Center and the Green Bay, Janesville, and Menominee fire departments. It's 78 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:14. Making travel plans? DatCap's Michelle Reinen has some advice. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
People don't take pictures so that they can be left in drawers and boxes. You take pictures to remember the wonderful events in your lives. The Creative Outlet is a scrapbooking store in Richland Center that carries unique custom school supplies that you won't see in any other location. Bring in your pictures and let me show you how to bring those memories back to life. I'm Heather, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again soon at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Don't forget to check out the new products on our Facebook page.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
The 9th Annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing is happening Thursday, July 17th at the scenic Viroqua Hills Golf Course, hosted by Schmidt Woven Hills, proudly celebrating 60 years of Christian care and community. This event is not just about golf, it's about giving back. Whether you're in it to win it or just love a good time, enjoy a day of prizes, laughter, and making a difference in the lives of local seniors. And they couldn't do it without the amazing supporters. Special thanks to Precision Controls, Aflac, Slama Equipment, WCCU Credit Union, Quail Run Golf Course, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Tri-State Basement Repair for standing behind this important mission. Sign up now by emailing development@schmidtwoodenhills.com or by calling 608-647-8931. Thursday, July 17th, the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills will tee off. Swing with purpose, golf for good.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 79 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:18. It's time of year where many consumers have either made or are currently making vacation plans. When making travel plans, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has tips for smooth summer travel. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We all can experience bumps in the road when traveling, and we want consumers to be aware of what resources are available to them if issues occur with their mode of transportation. There are so many options when booking lodging or activities for the vacation that you need to always be mindful of the fake listings on legitimate website platforms and research reviews of a hotel or short-term housing rental, travel service, or tourist activity. But if you haven't done all that research up front, at least know what your resources are before you go. And there are resources when traveling by plane, renting a vehicle, a cruise trip, train travel, or even international travel.
One of the more popular travel modes is by plane. There are things to be aware of when taking a flight.
What will an airline do if they overbooked a flight? Or what will they provide to consumers affected by a last-minute delay or cancellation? And we hear about these types of things in the news all the time, that they're happening because of weather delays. But airline consumers have rights that are protected by federal law and are protected by airlines companies' policies. And to learn more about these rights and compare what commitments different airlines have made on a variety of passenger issues, you can go to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Visit them at www.transportation.gov/airconsumer. That's going to be your best resource for air travel.
When booking a car to rent, there are many options offered. Before choosing a vehicle, there are sources where you can find information to help make the best decision.
You can consider a number of different resources. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC's online guide called Rent a Car at consumer.ftc.gov, DadCap has a fact sheet on car rentals and collision damage waivers. And then there's the Better Business Bureau has an article on car rental tips. Rent a car and be happy. And you can find that at bvb.org.
Michelle Reinen suggests being prepared in the event that a rental car, booked ahead of time, is not available when picking it up.
Post-COVID, with the surge in travel and rental car companies that gotten rid of so many vehicles, that was a huge issue, and you still hear about it from time to time. So you want to navigate and know what you can do up front, anticipate things, and figure out what your plan B is should you encounter one of these situations. And oftentimes, if you book things with a credit card, you may have extra protections with your credit card as well, because maybe there's traveler's insurance tied to that.
Next week, we will have more tips provided by DadCap for smooth summer travel. If you are a victim of any travel or vacation issues, you can contact DadCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club, Richland Parks and Rec Department, and Partners for Prevention of Richland County are working together to host a free swim and pancake supper today. Sheila Troxell is the president of Kiwanis and serves as the civic organization's representative on Partners for Prevention.
This was just kind of a natural fit when we started talking about the Kiwanis Supper for the backpack program. And I think, too, Betsy Raisler was very much in favor and the organization of really giving back to the Parks Department for all their help and all the projects that they have helped them with. So we just got to thinking and we went to the Parks Department and said, you know, if we open up the pool on the night of the pancake supper, would you be willing to work with us on that? And then we know that they needed money to try to be raised for the special needs equipment. And so that's when Partners decided to put up the $1,000 match. Also, I wanted to mention on the donation side of that, anyone that does give a donation, their name will go in for a drawing for a free family pass for 2026 to the Aquatic Center. So that will be another piece of it. So we really encourage people to come out and take advantage of this free swim, and then when you're good and hungry, walk right across the, you know, the street and come in for a pancake supper. Again, that's all free will donations, and it really helps the youth with the backpack program.
Swimming will be held at the Woodman Aquatic Center. Donations will be accepted to benefit equipment for children with special needs. Jody Meaden serves as the Richland Center Parks and Recreation Director.
After the break at 3 o'clock, it's a half-hour break, so at 3:30, you can get in for free until 6 o'clock when we close. And then whatever you choose to donate will go towards the purchase of that accessible piece and also with the match for the $1,000. We worked with the ADA group that was formed with the city. The committee was working on a few different things, a few different options, maybe a swing that an actual wheelchair can roll into, other sensory items, maybe some music. You know, I see a lot of different parks, they have some, you know, what timpani, or I'm not sure what it is, but it's a nice, you know, rainbow effect with all the different little music making things or visual things, you know, just a little more accessible. Separate pieces, so maybe we won't change out the whole playground, but we probably have room to add satellite pieces like that.
Sheila Troxell invites everyone to the Kiwanis Pancake Supper being held from 5 to 7 in the Richland Center Community Center this evening. Donations will go toward the backpack program.
It's all you can eat. It's a free will donation. Partners for Prevention will be there just handing out. If someone has some questions or would like some literature, they'll be there as well. So it's just a great collaboration to help the youth of our community. No matter the age or anything, we're just there to help.
Everyone is invited to cool off in the water, fill up on pancakes, and learn more about the Partners for Prevention Coalition today at Crosscup Park. The American Red Cross is looking for blood donations. The Red Cross is urging you to donate blood now to keep the blood supply strong during the summer months. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. The Red Cross says in addition to summer holidays and vacations, severe weather can have a sudden impact on the ability to collect blood. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month to ensure blood products are constantly available in the weeks to come for all patients. A blood drive will be held today from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. Making donation appointments is easy. Simply visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1225. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Heads up from Kendall Express Lube. They will be closed from July 4th through the 11th for concrete repairs around the building. Regular business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and they plan to reopen on Monday, July 14th at 8 a.m. Kendall Express Lube appreciates your understanding and looks forward to serving you again soon, better than ever.
WRCO News Time is 12:28 on this Wednesday afternoon, July 9th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green, died Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Jackie Knockreiner is survived by her husband, Gary, four sons, Sean O'Neill, Jim and Molly O'Neill, Daryl Knockreiner, and Scott Knockreiner, four grandchildren, her sister, Rita and Pat Riley, sister-in-law, Sandy and Tom Ingram, many nieces and nephews, and cousins. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg, died Saturday as a result of an accident. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until 10:45. Ethan Pepper is survived by his parents, Molly Jo Pepper, and Todd Pepper and Lynette Meister. A sister, Emma Jo Pepper, grandparents, Jeanette Pepper, Richard Pepper, Ben Beiser, and Trudy Judd. Best friend, Devin Judd, godparents, Jim and Emmy Philippi, aunts and uncles, cousins, many extended family members, and friends. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died May 21st. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center. Charlene Tukendorf is survived by 5 sons, Christopher and Mandy Lewicki of Milton, Adam and Serena Volden of Reedstown, Michael and Leslie Hendricks of Reedsburg, Nathan of New Berlin, and Charles Tukendorf and Rebecca Hock of Pewaukee. 7 grandchildren, a brother, James Gerblowski of San Francisco, California, many nieces, nephews, cousins, relatives, and friends. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke is survived by her husband, Carl, siblings, Peggy and Don Orth, Don and Julie Price, Jill and Bill Tingley, Sue Price, and Dick and Cheryl Price. Sister-in-law, Mary Sue Bethke, brother-in-law, Alan Kim Bethke, several nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be at noon Saturday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Molzoff is survived by her husband, Michael, children, Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Terry Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, and Ralph and Amy Carley, 11 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and siblings, Dean Gary, Beth, Darlene, Lisa, Ginny, and Jan. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, Bloom City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Leona Kelbel include 3 children, Lorna Winsick, Lisa Kelbel and Avon Hooker, and Ken and Wendy Kelbel. 4 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and siblings, Vivon Makovic, Arlene Johnson, and Lucy Scott. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City. Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Roe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or charity of your choice. Kendall Funeral Services of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements. Roe Colson is survived by his nieces and nephews. Ronald E. Ronnie Roe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point, died June 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deb Fargin is survived by her husband Bill, 6 children, Heather Fargin and Tad, and Heidi Fargin and Brandon, all of Richland Center, Bryant and Sabrina Fargin of Ithaca, Brittany Fargin of Hill Point, Megan Fargin and Anthony of Madison, and Michael Fargin of Hill Point. 13 grandchildren, 15 brothers and sisters, Marge Benson, Herman Zolik, Herbert and Patty Zolik, Nancy Rupp, Yvonne and Mark Zastro, Neil and Betty Zolik, Catherine Baggett, Linda and Drew Saraprani, Teresa West, Lisa and Jim Sutton, Pamela Seeger, Valerie and Kenny Muller, Beth Zolik and Demetria Stevens, Judith Perugini and Ronnie Langer, and Timothy Zolik. Sister-in-law Linda Fargin, brother-in-law Ronnie Fargin, mother-in-law Marjorie Fargin, and many other relatives and friends. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Francis Heenick include 4 sons, Frank, Michael, and Lisa, Mark, Stephen, Steve and Jenny, and Matthew and Ann, 17 grandchildren, his special niece, Ann Bird, and special friend, Donna DeGarmo. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 2nd, from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, 2 sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill. Sister-in-law, Cindy Kramer of Boscobel, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Grace J. Frutiger, 94 of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private family ceremony will be set at a later date. In honor of her memory, the family invites you to write someone a letter, take a walk in nature, sit down with a good book, and or spend some thoughtful time in prayer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Grace Frutiger is survived by her daughter, Linda and John Peterson, 4 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, a sister, Judy Ballmer, and close nephew, Stephen Laura Lewis. Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings, but only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Gary and Karen Olson, Paul and Louise Murphy, Ron and Rosie Steinmetz, Larry and Diane Loomis, Ben and Julie Nanke, Claire and Lori Rowan, and Jeremiah and Hannah Storer. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Lots of sunshine so far today, and as we head through the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 84 and a light wind from the north. In the northeastern part of Wisconsin, folks not as lucky. They've been trapped underneath an inversion in the atmosphere, basically a layer of warmer air aloft trapping the moisture in the low levels. So in northeastern Wisconsin, stubborn cloud cover, and some of that cloud cover is trying to work its way in from the northeast, but it's not going to have much success. So beautiful summery weather again this afternoon, 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight with lows around 62. And I've included that potential because we'll be watching a complex of showers and storms develop in the northern plains, the Dakotas, western Minnesota tonight, and that activity will slowly drift eastward. It could work its way in by daybreak tomorrow. Probably not, but still close enough that I've included again that slight chance of showers and storms after midnight. And then Thursday, partly cloudy and humid, 85. Showers and thunderstorms appear a little more likely in the afternoon. Fairly scattered activity, and that's coming in with our newest model data, forecast model data, as it is resolving some showers and storms in the southwestern part of the state. So that's something to keep in mind for the later part of tomorrow. Thursday night, partly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, 66. Friday, especially later in the day, Friday night and Saturday, this looks like where there will be a heavier front kind of coming through and really bring more showers and storms fairly numerous across the upper Midwest, especially Friday night into Saturday. Highs around 84 on Friday, and then Saturday highs around 82. Now, as far as rain amounts, depending on how these storms develop, there could be 1 to even 2 inches of rain in parts of southwest Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, maybe even more if these thunderstorms continue to develop over the same places and are slow movers. So late Friday into early Saturday, we'll need to watch for those rain totals, especially if they eclipse 1 or 2 inches and perhaps some minor flooding in low-lying areas. Later Saturday, decreasing clouds, feeling less humid. Sunday, then mostly sunny and looks like a nice day all around, 84, and dry weather Monday and perhaps Tuesday of next week, though more humid with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 90, our low this morning was 63. Our high so far today, 84. The record high for this date, set in 1938, is 98. The record low, 44, was set in 1961. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 63. Sunset tonight will be at 8:43 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:31. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.10. Relative humidity is 61%, and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Phoenix Neckley Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Reducing money stress in a time of uncertainty, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Brian Brigeman heads the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at Kansas State University and led a recent webinar on macroeconomic implications for agriculture. In a nutshell, Brigeman says, it's a little scary out there.
With all this uncertainty and everything, what do you do?
as a farm, as an agribusiness, as a ranch, how do you respond? Well, unfortunately, I don't have the silver bullet answer.
But Brigeman did offer some tips.
First of all, create a budget and stress test it. Budgeting is not fun. Believe me, it's difficult. And you also have to realize the first budget that you create is the first wrong budget that you've created. But you have to know where you are at.
Then, says Brigeman, have a plan in case things get worse.
What if commodity prices fall another 5%? Or what if my input costs go up another 8%? Or what if interest rates do rise 1%? How does it affect my cash flow? How does it affect my overall projected profitability? So then that way you can be prepared for knowing, hey, I can have a proactive conversation with my lender, because a lot of that is probably going to go back to, I'm going to have to borrow some additional funds and I need to have a plan in place.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Some producers remain concerned about importing cattle from Mexico. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The momentum of next era soybean performance and unprecedented yield potential with Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans is here. Plant Z-Series soybeans and ride the wave. The CEO of RKF USA says the phased reopening of ports along the southern border to live cattle imports from Mexico could jeopardize the U.S. cattle industry. Bill Bullard says the northward spread of New World screwworm is still a threat, and he's disappointed with USDA's decision.
We have the ability to keep it out of our nation, but we have to act decisively. We need to close the border. We need to help Mexico and Panama contain the pest, and we should leave no stone unturned.
RCAF recently sent a letter to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins asking the department to reconsider and reverse the decision. The USDA has announced efforts to help combat the spread in Mexico, including building a new dispersal facility in Texas. A senior research analyst says profitability for pork producers could improve over the next year. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has more from the Nebraska Pork Expo.
Matt Erickson with Terrain tells Brownfield margins continue to improve since 2023, and that's largely due to lower feed costs.
We're still kind of in this weather phase here, so markets are kind of pricing that in with lower corn futures as well as soybean meal futures, and so lower feed costs certainly help with that situation.
He says demand for pork is strong and exports are holding.
Importers of U.S. pork. One is Mexico, you got China, Canada, Japan, and South Korea. And if you look at those five on the export side, from 2024 year-to-date pace, we've been a little bit sluggish there. But if you look at the opportunistic side, we have seen growth from Latin America.
Erickson says U.S. exports are about 3.5% behind last year's record pace. From York, Nebraska, I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
An ag technology and soil science company is asking farmers to prioritize soil testing. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from an ag tech open house hosted by Farmers Edge.
Eileen Bernard, director of farm and retail growth, says soil tests can provide a detailed analysis of nutrient levels in crop fields.
The more information you have to make a more informed decision, the better those decisions are going to be.
She tells Brownfield advancements in ag technology have helped make soil testing results more precise.
10% of our capacity is dedicated to QC. So when we give you a result, we know that it's accurate, we know that it's quick.
From Grimes, Iowa, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet, and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids have yet to surface. Asking prices are around $228 to $230 live in the south, but haven't been established in the north. Packer inquiry is expected to improve as the day progresses. That's significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. There were a few heifers sold in Kansas on Tuesday at $225 and a handful of steers in Iowa at $235. Neither was enough to establish an accurate price trend for the week. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers sold $5 to $10 higher. There were four potloads of yearling steers and heifers in the offering, along with several consignments of good quality weaned and vaccinated calves. The USDA says supply was moderate with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers, 605 to 631 pounds, brought $372.50 to $397.50. Feeder steer, 793 pounds, brought $335.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 614 to 649 pounds, brought $319.75. Box beef was sharply lower at midday on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 355 at $389.48. Select was 352 lower at $374.94. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Demand continues to be the main focus of the market. While global demand has been relatively strong, China's back and forth when it comes to purchases has been concerning. Domestic demand has been solid, but there's also some long-term concerns about its ability to hold. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct have a base range of $101 to $114 and a weighted average of $111.81. The Iowa Minnesota has a weighted average of $111.86 and the Western Corn Belt a weighted average of $111.86. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $86. And pork values are higher at midday, up $1.38 at $113.39. Bellies were up more than $7. Hams were also sharply higher. Picnics were up. Ribs, loins, and butts were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We at Wilkinson Auctions come to help when you have a life event. You decide to move, you decide to sell your house, your farm, or your business, or someone in your life passes away. Our team is set up to help you every step of the way. Our real estate team can help you understand your property's features and limitations and create a plan to help you maximize its value. Our legal team can help you craft a deal to buy or sell a business or property. Our development team can help you clean up a property and get it ready for sale. And our auction team can help you sell your property quickly and easily. If you know someone who has a life event coming up, they're moving, they're looking to retire, or they've had someone in their life pass away, encourage them to call Wilkinson Auctions. Our team can help you every step of the way. More info on how we can help you at WilkinsonAuctions.com. But we've still got equipment auctions coming up, end of July in Columbus, Muscadet in August, and Hillsboro in September. See you there.
Better Understanding Foodborne Illness. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brown Field.
There's a lot of bacteria out there.
Karen Blakesley is a food safety specialist with Kansas State University. She says one of the most common bacteria found in food is Listeria.
Tends to grow on refrigerated products. It tends to show up on fresh produce sometimes. It also shows up on things like hot dogs and things like that. So that's why cooking those is really important. For any fresh produce, it's best to prepare it, wash it, handle it safely. Be mindful of preventing cross-contamination.
She tells Brownfield when it comes to ground meat, like hamburger, E. coli can be a concern, which is why proper cooking temperatures matter.
That temperature of 160 will help prevent that from being a problem.
And she says,
in general, Staphylococcus is one that really shows up on your hands. That's why hand washing is so important.
And of course,
you can't see them, you can't smell them, unless it's really bad, but that's why you just have to use some simple steps to be as safe as you possibly can when you're handling food.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
W-I-X-X.